You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Okay, welcome to episode 21, season 8 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynolds. How's it going?
It's a beautiful day.
It is gorgeous.
We're almost out of Tampa. The shit is almost over.
Gorgeous day in downtown Toronto. Broadcasting as always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here, six over there, six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money. Anything happening?
Big news, Barry.
Oh.
Big news.
What's that?
The Global Ambassador is getting Billboard's Artist of the Decade Award.
Whoa. Shout out to that.
Decade of Excellence.
Wow. Fucking right.
Drop the goddamn album, Drake. We need it. Summer's coming.
Huge.
There's no more basketball for us to watch.
Huge.
We need the album. Congrats, buddy.
That is great. What a global ambassador.
Yeah, I was surprised that he didn't dig down on Tampa, say what's up, you know?
It's Tampa, man.
Yeah. I mean, well, he saw the fellas in L.A., so.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure you could see them in any other city. He probably saw them when they were in Miami.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll go to Miami. I'll go to South Beach. I'm not going to fucking Tampa.
Shit, I'll go to Orlando.
Yeah, anywhere.
I'll drive there.
Memphis.
I'll take the Rolls Royce. Meet you in Orlando.
Anywhere but that godforsaken city.
Thing one.
Things are winding down. Officially eliminated.
Not a lot of things to talk about. Sucks really to watch the team.
It's weird. It feels like summer league or something.
You know?
You're just
like,
what is this? Like, why am I? When I was watching last night against the Clippers, the whole time I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Why am I doing this? But I couldn't look away.
Nope.
Like a psycho, I just kept watching. So
you have to put yourself through it. And I don't know why that happens. Like, why couldn't I done something else?
Listen, Freddie looked amazing.
Well, Fred's stealing coaches full uniforms.
I meant new Freddie, but yes.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, he does look good.
I do want to say that, like, we just as a franchise, and if new Freddie is back next year, we cannot be fucking calling him new Freddie. It's just crazy.
I'm definitely on board with that.
All right.
Anything.
I've never liked
new Freddie.
No. It's just I don't know. How this is going to pan out. So I was like, I don't want to give you a nickname when you're not on the team, right?
Right, right. He looked awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice blocks. Swatting Cousins.
He's not scared of nobody, man.
He ain't scared of the boogeyman.
No.
How washed is DeMarcus
He dribbled
Cousins?
Off his foot.
Yeah. Oh, and also, just real quick, during that game, when it was starting to become a blowout, the Clippers had a 2-on-1. I think it was Morris. Tried to bounce pass alley-oop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like that's some disrespectful shit.
Oh, I remember saying that. I'm like, oh, now you're just trying to fucking disrespect
us. Okay, all right.
This is too much.
I mean, I get it. You're playing the bench. I understand that. I get it. But it's still a regular season game.
That's Stanley Johnson, eh? That's not, what are you doing here?
Jesus
Relax.
Christ.
Yeah, no, it's, that's what sucks when your team is not good. People can punk you and there's, yeah.
Sure.
Not a lot you can do about it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fucked up for sure. And then, but just not to dwell on it, but that loss to the Wizards, when first of all, Kyle Lowry didn't even play, which is okay. You're really tanking, really tanking.
Just the fact that he's listed on the injury reports as out for rest.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you resting for, bro? Mm-hmm. The playoffs coming up?
There's nothing, yeah. Yeah, so there's that. And then that game was, they just wouldn't say die, you know? It was almost hilarious to see this team that the management is clearly being like, it's over, guys. Shut it down.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
No,
it's
God,
not
no.
fucking happening. But then you had that sequence where they had four open threes in a row and didn't hit any. I was like, that's Tampa right there. That's circle that sequence. There's Tampa Bay.
Yeah, or it's the basketball gods being like, no. You don't want to go to play-in. You want to go to the draft, that's very possible, okay? Don't,
that's a good point.
We're not putting this in.
The thing was, too, every one of those threes was short. So it was like, yeah, these guys are exhausted. Like, it's
mentally and physically exhausted. Right? Yeah, well, you're right, Terrence Kyle Lowry.
Right,
he's
sure.
He's fucking
sure.
tired of this bullshit.
Yeah, now we just sit and wait for the lottery. Right.
Yeah. I mean, now it's just fun and games. Go stretch your legs, guys. Run around.
Try some bounce pass alley-oops your
yeah,
own.
Yeah. Try crazy shit. Who cares, man?
Go for it.
Go get, let Bembry try to do a 360 dunk mid-game.
Yes.
Do crazy shit.
Absolutely.
Why not? Just don't get hurt.
Anything.
Listen, the fact that Fred VanVleet is now stealing coaches' uniforms, this is where the shenanigans were at with the season. Because once you see that, dude, the post that SportsCenter made, where it's like Toronto Raptors, eliminated! Like the biggest, even the Raptors account was like, yeah, but you could have used size 12 font here. Dog, what are you screaming at everybody for?
Yeah.
It's a lot more like tongue-in-cheek and more fun than I thought it would be. I mean, we saw this coming, I guess.
Right.
You weren't blindsided by it. It's a slow deterioration of the team for many months.
And God willing, they never have to play in Tampa ever again. I hope if they have to play somewhere, because who knows with this fucking government in this province.
That's a big time.
Go to Buffalo. Go anywhere. Don't go to fucking Tampa. Please.
Yeah. Well, Buffalo's the Jays are letting more fans in. They're
sure.
increasing in the vaccinated sections. They're allowing more fans in.
Listen, man, the very first Comedy Records U.S. office in 2014 was in Buffalo,
New York.
And their art district, they have like a, it's legit nice. All right, Buffalo's got some shit going on.
So I'm not mad at Buffalo.
It's better than Tampa. I'll tell you that right now.
I've never been, but I'll take your word for it. You haven't been wrong about a lot of things, Barry. So I believe you on this. That's for sure.
I promise you. And think of all, there'd just be more, like people would cheer for the Raptors in Buffalo.
Yeah, oh, much more. Like,
right?
Dude, you know what the weirdest? You know when they pan to the crowd? I don't, because with the streams, you get the fucking, they just fuck off to the crowd all the time, right?
Yeah.
No, like the jerseys that people are wearing, it's insane.
It's just
random shit. Yeah, it's like someone's wearing a Steph Curry jersey, but he's not playing. He's not here. There was a Cavs jersey, I think a Kyrie Cavs jersey, like
just supporting basketball. In general,
they just like basketball, but not our brand of basketball.
It's because they're losers. Yeah. That's why. It's because they're all losers.
Yeah.
So the draft lottery is coming June 22nd. As of now, the Raptors have a 31.9% chance at a top four pick. 7.5 for the first, 7.8 for two, 8.1 for three, 8.5 for four. Most likely, their odds are them getting the eighth pick. But it does say that the Pelicans only had a 6% chance when they got Zion. So if Adam Silver were ever going to rig a draft for the Raptors, I feel like we earned this one.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's happening.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's happening.
I mean, what team's gone through more shit this year? Right?
Well, do you want Cade Cunningham to waste his fucking life away in Oklahoma City?
Thank you.
Is that good for the league?
Exactly. Right? And Silver never really gave a real legit apology for that interview where he threw Masai Ujiri under the bus, right? A little something else.
Yep.
A little something else to tuck in there.
Yeah. If
you know what I'm saying?
Blatantly racist, maybe give us a higher draft pick.
When you're sending your PowerPoint from the Raptors to the NBA, just being like, here's why we think we deserve the first pick. Just include that clip.
Blue Lives Matter, huh, Adam? Send us a fucking draft pick, please.
Yeah. June 22nd is what we have to look forward to at this point.
Well, we got three more games, Barry. Come on. The Bulls.
I'm going to watch them like a little
bit. I know. I know. That's Sunday. Sunday, every single team in the goddamn league is playing.
Hmm. Cool.
And I'm watching them all.
Just going to open up shop.
Yeah, man.
Just get a case of beer and not move.
Sit down. Multiple screens, multiple games.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
Literally, there's nothing else you can do in this city, so.
No.
May as well support the team.
The scary part is we do not have a date when they are coming home. That's not to make this, you know, fucking terrifying, but they, by all accounts, everyone said that they're going to be sticking around Tampa for a while.
A while. That's where they're doing through all the exit interviews, all the draft stuff. Everything's sticking around. Everything's happening in Tampa.
And by all accounts, every single player hates it.
Of course they do.
They do not like it.
Shithole city. Even my friend I was talking to last week who lives in Miami, I was talking about how shitty Tampa is. And he's like, yeah, no, it's 100% garbage. He's like, it's the worst city in the state. I was like, okay. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Here's the thing, Barry. This is back to just about Tampa in general, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I can understand if you live in Tampa, right? And your team is maybe the Heat. I don't know. Maybe Orlando. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's say the Raptors are playing the Heat. I would understand why you would cheer for the Heat.
Sure.
Right. But now, if your team is not there, would you go there and boo the home team?
You wouldn't think so.
Right. Because the Mavericks is like, when I go visit my cousins, we go see Mavericks games. And, and you know, we're not always lucky that the Raptors are there. Obviously, I'm cheering for the fucking Raptors.
Of course.
But if the Raps aren't playing, I'm cheering for the Mavericks. I'm not going to be a psychopath.
You want to be part of it.
Also, don't want to get killed in Texas.
That's a big thing too. Sure.
I don't know. I just, the place is shit. And I just, it's terrifying that I don't know when they're coming home. And like, remember I told you there was a big fight? It was at the arena in Arlington.
What fight?
The big fight, Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, the right. Okay.
On this weekend?
Yes.
70,000 people in the arena. Full. Yeah. Sold out.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing too, was again, when I was talking to my friend in Miami, he's saying, I was like, what's going on down there? He's like, it's over, man. He's like, I was at a concert with 15,000 people last week. I was like, fuck. All right.
Whoa.
Okay. And then, but the interesting thing was, and he's in Miami, and he's like, you guys are in trouble up there. He's like, we hear how bad it is for you guys. And I was like, yeah, it's not good. And he's like, yeah. And he's genuinely concerned. He's like, is everything okay? Like, everyone's talking about how bad it is in Canada right now. It's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of that is also like, they think it's fucking like martial law and shit. Like, they're, you know what I mean? You're getting pulled over. Where the fuck are you going, man? Come on, let's go. Stay home. Yeah, like, it's not. I mean, I don't go anywhere, so I don't fucking. It could be happening.
Our premier did try to set up, right? But the
cops were like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, anyway, what a time to be alive where the people of South Florida are saying, you guys are fucked.
Good,
you know?
God.
Didn't think it would get to this point, but here we are.
Yeah, well. Here. What a fucking year.
Yeah. Yep. Three more games. This is our last podcast of the regular season. Next week we'll have the season finale, I guess.
Season finale is next week.
But real quick, before we wrap up the week in review, one of the best moments of the year happened with Pascal Siakam buying his mom a house.
Buying his god. That's what it's about.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That was fucking great. That was a great thing to see on Mother's Day.
Fucking serious house, too.
Beautiful home. My favorite part of that video by far is him explaining to his mom that it's her house, and immediately, instead of just going and running around, she takes her shoes off and then goes fucking. I was like, that is a fucking mom.
I live
right
here
there.
Now, sorry.
That is a mom. Yeah. Like,
this is
like,
mine.
She doesn't panic. She doesn't throw shit in the air. She takes her shoes off and then goes and runs around. I was like, that is fucking great.
That's right. Keep it clean.
So there it is. See, we can find positivity on this podcast.
Yeah. The season's almost done. What's more positive than that?
Thing two.
So one thing that gave me some hope and just good feelings yesterday was Josh Lewenberg from TSN tweeted out from an interview he had with Bobby Webster.
Mm-hmm.
When he asked Bobby about Masai Ujiri's future, Webster said, quote, "We know how committed Masai is to the team, and it's really a non-issue for us," end quote. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
Again, we have no idea, but that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, right? Not to debate, is he going to stay? Is he not going to stay? Because again, we don't have a fucking clue. But here's what I think we can figure out now is, when do you think we will know by? Okay, so season ends on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all their exit interviews and all that shit in Tampa. So you would assume that's going to start Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
maybe a week at the most, anyway, right? The draft lottery is June 22nd. And Larry Tannenbaum told the Toronto Sun they're going to start talking about his contract next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, just based on these kind of elements.
Wait, didn't Larry also say that Masai was going to fly back to Toronto?
There was something weird about.
I feel like that's what Larry Tannenbaum said in that.
Oh, no, it was in that article. It was saying he's coming home because his family's still here. Like, his kids and everything are still here.
Right.
That's right.
So if he's coming home here and they're staying there for the draft, what does that mean?
It's over.
What does that mean?
That's not good.
He's back here to pack his kids' shit up. Let's get the fuck out of here before they close it down even
more.
We're
going to Washington, baby. Yeah, get some fucking Westbrook jerseys.
Yeah. Take off that Larry jersey. He's not coming back.
Yeah, he's coming with us to Washington, guys. Let's fucking go. Again, not to debate if he's going to stay, if he's not going to stay. When do you think we'll know, by though? What's your gut? Do you think we'll know? Let me start here. Do you think we'll know by June 1st?
Yeah, around there. Well, we'll know, but I can't say June 1st. That's we'll know before the lottery.
Before June 22nd.
Yes.
Because the lottery is the 22nd.
Yep.
But then the actual draft is July 29th.
Okay. Now this is just like I know. I don't think you know the answer to this question. This is just I need to like. When you're given your yearly contract, right, or X amount of years, when does that end?
Right, when does that wrap up?
When is your job done?
That's a great question.
Is it done on Sunday, the last game? Doesn't make sense that would be.
Yeah, I bet it's after the exit interviews and all that.
Or is it after? Is it the draft? Because that's still technically this year, is it not?
Is it? I kind of feel like it's starting. The draft is like start when you start over. Like, I feel like, actually, this is what I'll say.
Well, what's this draft called?
It is. You're right, though. It's called the 20. Well, it's the 2021 draft. 2021 draft.
So if your contract is until the end of 21.
But it's kind of fucked, though, because the NBA, like, seasons cross over years, right? Like, it's just, like this is the 2020-2021 season. And next one's going to be the 2021-2022 season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of fucks it.
No, but I think that's still, like, part of the season. So it's like that's your season, right? That draft is included in the season. So it's like you have to fucking do your duties before your contract's over. Please, Masai, stay for that.
I think the draft is next season.
Really?
Because you have the player for next season. So it's like that's the beginning of next season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, the final game.
But no, but because. Oh, it's so hard to say because he played and your drafting was all done from this season. So you get to select him. At the end of this season, right?
Right. But like, Flynn was picked in last year's draft and played this season.
Right.
So I feel like it's like you stop. If there's a game 7 in the finals, it's going to go down on July 22nd. And then the draft is July 29th, 1 week later. So I would say his contract's done July 23rd.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And then the new season starts July 29th on the draft.
That was just more semantics. So there's
no. It's a good question though. I like that. I like the question. But so we will say we're guessing. I agree with you. I think by the draft lottery they know.
Yeah.
So June 22nd. So we're just gonna basically live in hell for the next.
Yeah, but I also think I think Masai knows, but he's like he doesn't. He's like, listen, this is not how fucking business works. I'm not signing this until I absolutely need to. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
I don't know, man. I do think this the pandemic and Toronto not being open might have a little bit to say on
Sure.
I don't know.
No.
All in, it's affected my life, so I can only imagine.
You know what it is? It's because this is the first year, obviously, in 7 seasons that they won't be in the playoffs. And part of me was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy a stress-free playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking watch all these series and just enjoy them for great basketball. I'll enjoy some upsets, some nice storylines, you know?
Just get to watch basketball, man. Just love
just
the game.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And not have a heart attack.
Yeah, just get to appreciate the game with no emotion.
But now we don't. That doesn't matter until he stays or goes. It's going to be...
No, like, I think I'm going to be able to shut it off, man. Like... I think I'm going to be able to shut it off until I get that notification.
That fucking notification.
Yeah. I think so, man, because basketball will keep going and I'll just like, be like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the other thing is, too, is like, how do other teams approach him? Like, so say the Wizards are in the playoffs. Can they then go talk to him? Do you know what I mean? Does he have to wait till everyone's done? I guess they can go talk to him whenever the fuck they want.
Well, that's tampering. I mean, technically, no, you're not allowed to do that. You have to ask permission. But who do you ask permission from? Masai? You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you ask. Hey, okay. Man, can I talk to you?
Let's not go down this rabbit hole.
Hold on. Before we get out, wait.
Yeah.
Gut, yes or no, he's staying?
I think he stays.
All right. Me too.
My gut.
Yeah. Me too.
It's fuck.
Yeah, it's...
It is never easy being a goddamn fan of this team. Ever. Never.
No, put that fucking cherry on top this Sunday of a season.
Oh, can you imagine?
Can't wait.
No, that would just... Here's the thing, okay? Worst case scenario, he leaves. I'm very confident in Bobby Webster.
Yeah, I'll run this podcast in the ground, whatever you say. I'll run it every week after week. I'll run
and
it.
And I'm very, again, we talked about this last week. Our global ambassador and Bobby Webster are a pretty dope 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
So if that is the worst case scenario.
Yeah. No, it's like the organization is going to be fine. It's just a big part of the soul and heart and anyhow.
Yeah.
He's going to resign. It's going to be great. It's going to be the only good thing that we've had all season. And that good will and hope will carry on until we get Cade Cunningham number one. Then fucking, you know, then it's just cheers.
Yeah.
Then it's just, we can't wait till the next season starts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, I mean, the guy famously told all of us to believe in ourselves.
Yeah, well,
believe in the city. Don't leave then.
Don't think he accounted
don't fucking
for.
Leave.
Don't think he accounted for everyone being fucking depressed and stuck inside the house. It's,
yeah. Okay, that's all. That's all for that.
Thing three.
I didn't know this. You just told me this right before we started. I saw J. Cole was on the cover of Slam.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
First non-basketball player to ever make the cover.
Interesting. Or is he? Because you're saying the man is actually playing basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at first it appeared like, no, it's just a rapper. Well, he's more than a rapper.
He
signed a contract with the BAL.
What's the BAL?
It's the Basketball Africa League.
Okay.
It's the new NBA expansion that the move to what we're scared Masai might go and fucking run the whole thing. But J. Cole is going to play for Rwanda.
Just real quick, not to dwell on this again, but if he does anything but go to another team, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jerry. If if he goes to another team that I'm going to want to kill myself.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, if you go and take your fucking powers
go to
our
run,
competition.
Run NBA Africa, fucking right. Yeah, if you go to Washington, New York, anywhere.
No, just anywhere in the league. Yeah.
I'm going to fucking, it's going to be, I'm going to have some problems.
Yeah, go run the
anyway,
African League.
Yeah, okay. Where J. Cole is playing now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's crazy, man.
And yeah, he's playing for Rwanda.
That's incredible. It was
3 to 6 games, I think they're saying he's playing. So
you're the one who told me that, was it a podcast you saw or listened to or whatever he was on where he talked about when he had that moment where it was like he could
that was it. He wrote that for the Players Tribune.
Oh, that's what it was. Right, yeah. Right. Where he could, yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what are you
yeah.
writing for the Players Tribune?
This that's is a, right.
The, and also his album. This is the greatest album release of all time, dude.
That is pretty good.
It's called The Fall Off. Like, it's about.
Wow. Man, that guy's living his life.
Dude, what else do you want in your life? You know how much that kills Drake inside? Can you just, how many ACLs Drake has torn just playing ball in his his house? And J. Cole's like, dude, I'm going to play in the African League, bro. I'm going pro.
That's a really good point. Okay. Do you think there ever comes a time when he gets a G League spot? I could see a G League spot.
Give him a 10-day. Why not?
Right?
Like, dude, I was at the pregame when Master P played for the Raptors. I swear to God,
that's
I was there,
amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be pretty fucking dope. I could see that being a good little PR thing.
Yeah, man.
10-day summer league?
Like, I know, when was it? It was last year, I guess. Last season when, I think it was Detroit said, hey, yo, we'll give you a 10-day.
Right. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't some garbage, like, not garbage, but like team that's shit. Why? Of course, why wouldn't you do that?
Do you know how sick that is? You're just rich and you're like, I'm going to hire the best basketball coach to break down my shot and teach me to shoot.
Yeah. And also to be rich and famous enough where they're like, yeah, you can come play in the NBA for 10 days.
Yeah.
Fuck. We're going to have to start selling a lot more comedy albums, I think. Something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm also, you know, we're not going to. He's at least an athlete. Like he's 6'3", 6'4", or something like that.
Sure. Sure.
Big boy. Can play ball.
Listen, don't sell yourself short. All right?
Hey, man.
I've seen that jumper.
I can play.
I've seen that jumper.
If I get hot, good God.
Watch out.
You know what? I won't be able to play. I've always played in Kobe's, and they're not selling them anymore. So it's that's why my career is over, buddy.
Goddamn.
I retire with the shoes.
That's fucking Nike's fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Nike ruined my career. Not genetics.
No, okay. Well, man, shout out to J. Cole. That's pretty cool. That's just, I don't know. It's a nice story.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. Like, I don't want him to go embarrass himself.
I mean, hey, man, if he had a chance to play college basketball, he for sure knows what he's doing.
Oh, he can play.
Like, not be a piece of shit.
He for sure can play, yeah.
Hey, it's all about finding little nuggets of positivity now. And that, despite it having absolutely nothing to do with the Raptors. Well, I guess you could kind of tie it into the NBA Africa, Masai Ujiri, Circle of Life. That all comes together, right? There we go.
Yep. And, well, you know how it comes in together? He's a giant artist, and he's putting his album out first. He's like, hey, I'm coming, Drake. Mm-hmm. I don't want no fucking problems. Don't put your shit out on Friday.
Fair enough.
And you know what I mean? So that's how it ties back.
Okay.
So Drake is coming. Maybe that's what this whole shit is. He's like, I got to fucking sign this 10-day. Get this album out because Drake is coming.
Thing four.
It's time for the gospel.
This is the second last... last time we will ever do this.
They been coming out? Like, I know they've died down quite a bit. Are there still...
He was quiet, and then we got a gift from God. Okay. The basketball gods happened yesterday.
Okay.
This is the gospel of Eric Flynn, who was at the game.
In Tampa. He was in Tampa.
In Tampa. He was in Tampa, yeah.
Right on.
So I'm going to... As always, I'm reading this exactly... as written.
Yes, of course.
Never ever have I seen so much incompetence. The NBA officiating is the worst I have ever seen. Paul George threw an elbow at Gary Trent, and they called the foul on Gary Trent. Calls for what they say is for superstars and not for others is killing the game. One player you can't even breathe on, Kawhi Leonard. NBA players need to petition for better officials than they are getting. It's a travesty, the incompetence of those officials.
Was there a picture with that? Or just
no picture.
No picture.
Just fucking passion.
He didn't pull out a picture of a ref staring into a mirror with a bag of garbage?
No, but Keith, no, he did not. No, that's common, though, I'm sure.
Feels like it was there's an opportunity there. He didn't missed.
Only the trash women, Barry, not to...
Okay. Hey, if anyone, did he ever accept your friend request?
He did not.
Oh, shoot. Cause you know, we could turn him on to the Whistleblower podcast and really enlighten the man.
Yeah. Well,
I would love to see Eric Flynn's reaction and subsequent posts after listening to the Whistleblower podcast.
Oh, he's fucking getting his son the fuck out of here. That's for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Malachi always wanted to be a Laker.
Fuck yeah.
Kawhi Leonard, you piece of shit. Can't even breathe on him. It's the funniest thing ever. Ah, Kawhi. What a guy. Miss that dude, man.
Thing five.
Chicken. Wrapping up the spicy category.
Yeah, next week is blind taste test, right?
That's right.
Woohoo!
Season finale blind taste test. Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken. They were sitting fifth in the non-spicy category power rankings. So we go to check in, got a spicy Nashville sandwich from there. Very good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very good. Presentation was amazing. It was wrapped, sauce on the side, in its own individual box.
Yeah, not great for the environment, but listen, hey, what are you going to do? I don't know what outside looks like. Probably trash.
Okay, so just to recap, we've got...
Heartbreak Chef.
Heartbreak Chef at one. Chica's at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Bird at 3. PG Clocks at 4.
Yep.
Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything move for you after experiencing Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken?
Yeah, it
did. Holy shit.
It does. It's,
holy shit. Okay.
That sandwich was better than the sandwich I had at PG Clocks.
PG Clocks.
Fair, hey, fair is fair. Fair is...
PG Clocks is
fucked. It's, you know what? This is perfect for the season that we're having. It's what I thought was going to be great. And you know, a walk to the playoffs. It's going to be no problem. Not even...
They're dipping.
Yeah.
Tokyo's jumping PG Clocks?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. I can support that.
You had the sandwich?
I did. It was amazing. Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken is extremely good. It's on College in between Ossington and Dovercourt. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. Yeah, okay. I'm down with that. I agree. PG Clocks really dropped the ball. It was theirs to win.
Like,
to lose.
Look at how they packaged this.
Yes.
Look at how they packaged this.
Yes.
PG Clocks gave it to us like they punched it before they put it in the box.
Yeah, PG Clocks fucked up. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. And again, we went to the Queen Street one, not the OG one, but that shouldn't matter.
No.
Okay?
No.
It should not matter.
And listen, I was biased for PG. I really thought PG Clocks was fucking knocking the shit out the park. No questions asked.
Absolutely. I was on board with that too. And here we are.
Just disappointment after disappointment.
Since the spicy category was introduced, they have fallen from 2 all the way to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I agree with you, though. I think this is necessary, and I think it's makes sense.
Shit's like the Lakers without LeBron, man.
Yes, it is.
Big time problems.
It is. So that's it. Those are the final spicy category power rankings.
And the blind taste test will, you know, rearrange some things for
okay,
sure.
Okay, yeah, that'll tell you for sure. That's a good point. But
because they're all going to be here at once. I don't know how that's going to happen, but we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
A lot of Uber Eats is coming at one time here.
Yeah, it's going to take some coordination, not seen on this podcast before, but let's see if we can pull it off.
We're going to fucking do it. And then I'm making the sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
Remember that. I said that on here. I am going to make one. I'm going to try to top the best one.
Okay. Are you going to make deep fried? Are you going to grill? Like, what are you?
No, I'm going to deep fry. I mean, we're doing fried chicken sandwich. I'm scared to deep fry things, but
it is scary.
You know, I'll do it.
My girlfriend did set her mom's kitchen on fire.
Yeah.
It was terrifying, but.
But you know what? They built that kitchen back and
we're still here.
Still together.
We're still here. Yeah, exactly. Anything's possible. So, all right, that's it. That's the going to wrap up the top five. That's what a season.
Yeah.
Goddamn
can I just
season.
Say one thing about
please.
About chicken?
Yes.
And so, listen, I had a little cheat day. I had to go back to Heartbreak Chef, Barry. I had to went back. Had to do it, man.
Yeah,
had to go.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know.
Normally I like to stick to the, you know, Tuesdays, you know, whenever we fucking record this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Get it once a week. Nope. Me and my girlfriend decided we're going.
I like it. I like
and,
it a lot.
So I didn't get a sandwich. I got the big ass Mac.
What?
The chicken.
This is huge. How did you not? How am I just learning about
the
this?
The
okay.
chicken on the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Buddy, I almost cried. It was so
holy.
It is so fucking good.
This is why the man's a heartbreaker.
It's inexplicably good. Like,
holy shit!
Crazy good.
Holy shit!
It was like that the original chicken sandwich, not the dati, like the first
yeah.
one, right?
Yeah.
That on top with the Carolina butter sauce.
Wow.
On top of like a 3-4 cheese macaroni.
Good lord. Good lord.
So good.
Wow.
So
wow.
goddamn good.
That's incredible. Okay. Man, I mean, you know, it's no surprise. These guys are the champion.
Yeah.
Of the spicy and non-spicy category. Ran the table. And now they're coming at it with mac and cheese.
I'm pretty sure you can also get macaroni and cheese inside the chicken sandwich.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah,
holy shit.
What are we talking about? It's obviously the best.
Wow. Shout out to Heartbreak Chef. Yeah. Absolute legends. Easily yeah. the best find and the best thing to come from this podcast.
This whole season, yeah.
22 episodes deep. It yeah. took us 22 episodes to realize that we have incredible chicken in this city and none greater
no.
than the Heartbreak Chef. Wow. That's great. Now I'm gonna have to try it one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait till we do the blind taste test.
Blind taste test is gonna be interesting next week. We'll see how it goes. And just in closing, wrapping up the top five spicy power rankings: Heartbreak Chef 1, Chica's 2, Dirty Bird 3, Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken 4, PG Clucks 5.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Hey, look at this. We got a sponsor.
Oh my gosh.
Only took 8 seasons and 22 episodes. Support for Talking Raptors is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. Can you believe that? Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Listeners of Talking Raptors can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code TALKINGRAPTORS at manscaped.com. Let me tell you something. I had the Lawnmower 4.0 shipped over, and very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Like, far more professional grooming product than I ever have owned in my life. And as you know, I cut my own hair, and that's my thing. And I have clippers, and I've had clippers all my life. And this is the best hair trimming thing I've seen in my life.
But are you going to use top and bottom, eh?
Can't go wrong. The upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn on the 400K LED spotlight on and off when you need for a more precise shave. This is what I'm talking about. You got a goddamn headlight on the thing.
That's crazy.
It is nuts. So you're down there. Maybe there's not enough light. Don't worry. You're covered.
Strap it on your bike after.
You got a 400K LED spotlight on the lawnmower. It's brilliant. So once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code TALKINGRAPTORS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code TALKINGRAPTORS. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And if my girlfriend were here, she would endorse it too.
There you go.
She said, hey, heck of a job. So there it is. 20% off and free shipping with the code TALKINGRAPTORS at manscaped.com.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing 7? Not yet. No. Only 6.
Twitter questions. Thank you to everybody who hit us up on Twitter with questions, because it is funny watching games now. Raptors Twitter is just a ghost town.
It's quiet.
There are tumbleweeds literally going across the feed when you sit there. Like, everyone's gone. Everyone is gone. There's maybe 3 people on our feed that still watch the game.
Yeah.
That are lunatics like us.
Real fans, Barry. That's what that's called. Real fans.
Real sad, too, maybe.
You watch them through the highs and the lows. That's what fandom is.
Yes. That is what it is.
And you know what's also insane? It's just me and you on the goddamn hashtag RTZ. It's just us.
We're the only ones left. But you know what? We're not going anywhere.
No, that'll never stop.
That is now. Maybe it's our.
Not sure how it works, but I actually feel like it's to our detriment that we are the. It's actually fucking us up on Raptors Twitter that we're still doing that, but we're not going to stop.
Could be.
Hey man, we'll get them to bring it back.
Exactly. When it comes back, and then remember back in the day when they did Tweet of the Night and all that shit, we got tickets to games a couple times.
Yeah, we won that a few times.
Oh man, those were the days.
Now they want us to take pictures. You're out of your fucking mind. I look disgusting. I haven't done anything with myself.
No, we're not getting there.
That's a lie. Manscaped. I look great.
Although I will say that Tangerine Fan Angle is a bright moment in usually horrible games. Like, you see kids smiling that still have hope. Like,
yeah, it's wicked, dude. It's beautiful. All the dogs nice. All the time.
Yeah.
The full families.
And I noticed too, the last couple games, it's just kids. Because like, no adult is smiling watching these games.
You're not, you
know what I mean?
You know better. Yeah.
It's like, it's just children, mom and dad are probably drunk off camera being like, all right, let's take your picture. But
yeah, you're watching just a millionaire exercise at this point right now.
Yeah, or not exercise. Just sit there on the bench and collect that money.
I just really love that Fred VanVleet keeps stealing the coaches' uniforms, man. I can't get over how fucking awesome that is.
I didn't realize coaches had uniforms.
Yeah, they have They have like the polo.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I didn't know that it was a team mandated thing, though.
But you didn't notice every fucking game you watched? Everyone looks exactly the same?
Yeah, but they just look like they're in black hoodies or something, you know? Or
no, what? It's like black polos. Hmm. But they got the Raptors logo on them. It's team-issued gear.
Okay.
They just didn't have to wear suits, right? That was
right,
the difference.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's not team-issued suits, you know?
Yeah, no,
so
you're right.
So it's like maybe they got the freedom of the casual...
To wear whatever they wanted?
Casual Friday.
Maybe they do, but the team was like, let's not look like fucking psychopaths up here. Look like you belong.
Yeah, no, I could see that. Kevin Ramshand. This is more specifically for Nick, but Barry, feel free to weigh in. Now that the season is essentially over and the Raptors are about to enter the summer off-season mode, which Raptor, past or present, would catch the most bubbles, get on the most bad at Caravana?
Get on the most bad. This is just so Guyanese. Oh, boy. Oh, me, mama, me, enable. Who? You know what, man? Every time I've been to Caravana, it's always the ones you least expect the most.
They just let loose.
Yuta Watanabe is grinding and bubbling.
Okay.
Yeah, man. He's drinking Hennessy out of a water bottle. He's fucked. He's having the time of his goddamn life.
And is that catch the most bubbles and get on the most bad? Does that mean get drunk? Is that what we're talking
just
about?
Just go on with your madness and your badness, boy. You're being a bad boy this weekend. You're having fun. You drink up. You smoke cup, your eyes red.
Okay, I got you. So you're going to go Yuta.
Any Caravan I've been to a lot. It's always like someone says, it's like someone that looks like my dad fucking grinding on hot girls. What? It's just the person you never expect. Just like the Raptors parade. Who's the drunkest at the parade?
Didn't see, yeah, you're right.
You didn't think Marc Gasol is going to be fucking sloppy drunk?
Couldn't talk.
Swearing next to the goddamn prime minister. I'm fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Shh.
Josel, will you guys get tickets to the first game back at Scotia? I'll buy you a beer if we bump into each other. Shout out to you, Josel. We actually, with a couple other friends, have season tickets. We're very fortunate, up in the 300s. Let's not get crazy. We're still working in comedy in Canada.
Man, even if we were rich, I'd still be in the 300s.
Yo. It's where the real ones are.
That's not true. I've been down there. It's fucking amazing. I will never go back. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, so depending on how we divide up the tickets, we'll be at some games, Josel, and we'll definitely link up with anyone who listens to this podcast that wants to crush a beer at halftime.
Hell yeah, man.
Unless the dogs are racing, I ain't leaving my fucking seat if that's the case.
However, if it's a dog show, don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
Well, you can stand by our seats and we'll order do the app, the Scotiabank.
Right.
You know, they bring you food for you.
Yeah. Any other halftime show, anyone wants to kill beers with us, we're in. Sandro Lukatic, does Gary's drop-off in shooting concern you, or do you see it as a way to lower his market value a bit for re-signing?
Ooh.
That's a great question, because he has fallen off a bit. Maybe it's injury-related, you know? He's been off with some of that.
For sure. It's also like, he's been asked to do a lot more. And then, I don't know, sometimes he thinks he's fucking Michael Jordan.
he was when he first got here.
Yeah.
And that went away. But yeah, that's a good point. If anything, it could be a benefit. Because maybe he lowers his asking price, you know? He turned down, I was reading, 4 years, $52 million, I think it was, mm-hmm. from Portland. And then... This was from an article from like a week ago. They're saying they think he's going to want 4 years at 60.
Mm-hmm.
But now these last few games, maybe you're like, hey, let's go back and look at that $52 million option there, Gary.
Force him to take it. you did it to yourself, Gary. To be honest,
does it bother? Are you concerned at all with his?
No, no, not at all. This shit is a wash, man. Like, okay. It's meaningless basketball. So literally don't get hurt. Like you know, you want to see what they can do, but it's not. This is not accurate of what he can do on a full strength roster, right?
True. All Enterprise. I haven't really watched a game in a couple weeks. I had enough of Tampa in this fake season. The Toronto Raptors remain the last true NBA champions. That's a great point.
Tell them.
Now I'm going to get a chicken sandwich or two and enjoy this beautiful weather because it's my birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, all.
Enterprise, happy
Shout
birthday.
Shout out to you. Tell you what, we'll give you 20% off a manscaping lawnmower 4.0. promo code Talking Raptors.
We sold out. We fucking did it. We did it.
Happy birthday to that man.
Yeah, happy birthday, man. And hey, get a chicken sandwich and get the macaroni and cheese, all right?
Yes, it's this your fucking birthday.
This is I don't want that to slip through the cracks because we've only been doing chicken sandwiches. Get the chicken on the macaroni and cheese, and then you're going to have to fucking go for a jog or something because that shit is eating you from the inside out, man.
Shiv, if Masai gave Baines the max, how quickly would you turn on Masai? The good news is his option for next year is a team option.
Yeah, I didn't think.
So we've likely seen the last of Aaron Baines.
Well.
Because he's got like a $7 million option. And
I, for one, will miss him. And the fan account. You know what? We're gonna keep following that account.
Well, yeah. I mean, might as well. We've gone this far.
Yeah. Geez, he'll be in. Shit, might be playing with J. Cole. Shit, who knows?
Yeah. Josh, J. Treats. Have you guys, or maybe Barry's girlfriend, come across any good vegetarian chicken sandwiches on your quest, dying for some worthwhile alternatives? Actually, Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken has a vegetarian alternate chicken sandwich. So there you go. Haven't tried it, but it's on their menu.
On there.
And they just moved up the power rank. Yeah. They just knocked PG Klux out of the spot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, check it out. Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken. He's again, College West, just past Ossington, just west of Ossington. Do you know of any vegetarian chicken?
No, sir, I do not. You can just get just a macaroni and cheese without the chicken on top. I don't know, man. No, I am not vegetarian, so I never look for vegetarian options. So I apologize, Josh. I cannot help you, but I wish you luck, buddy.
I mean, start with the Tokyo Hot Fried Chicken and let us know.
What do you see? We talked about this before. You like the buffalo cauliflower, right?
Cauliflower wings, sure. Mm. Yeah, they're good. They're doable, yeah. If you're dating a vegetarian,
that's the move.
Yeah. Nick, the main event. If you know ahead of time that the Raptors won't be able to play in Toronto again next season, does this change the direction of the franchise at all? Like, maybe we just say, fuck it, and stare this motherfucker down to the ground. Tear this motherfucker down to the ground. Yeah, I agree with that. If we're going back to Tampa, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
No, you can't tear it down. Like, if you're going back to Tampa, it's at least this time you'll know what to expect. Do you know what I mean? You'll have a year under your belt. You're like, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially,
right.
Like, if you stay there, everything's in order. Like, this is kind of your... this is your new normal, right? Like that, yeah, that's what it would be. So
yeah. No, you're right.
And you can't piss away 27 and 28 year olds prime of their going into the prime, or you know, arguably.
Yeah.
You can't piss away years like that for.
No, you're right. You're right.
Unless if he means tear it down, like trade everyone for draft picks, I am not fucking ready to. I'm not Sam Presti in our team. That's right. not what we should do.
I think if they had to go back to Tampa, it would be fun, honestly, if they just ran everything through OG, like everything around him. Mm. That'd be something I'd be like, now I'm pumped for this season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make him the first option. Siakam dips into two, thrives there. Fred does his thing. Cocoon Man.
Hey,
someone on Raptors Twitter did up an NBA conspiracy iceberg and raised an important question. What if Adam Silver is a vampire? He looks like a vampire. He looks like one.
Yeah, he looks like, what's the famous one? Like the old school one? The Nosferatu?
Hmm.
Yeah, he looks like that.
He does, yeah. And he also thrives off the blood of innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
So, checks both boxes.
Yeah, hey man, let's see where we finish in this just draft lottery here, and yeah. might fucking be pro vampire. I don't know.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, let's see what he does. Let's not pass judgment until
if we get Cade Cunningham coming back. That's
yes.
Thanks, man. We love. You know what? Tampa wasn't so bad.
It's fucking well worth it.
Worth it. What a vacation.
And finally, this just broke 30 minutes ago. We're recording this on Wednesday Eve, and the Greek Geek hit us up. Pound the rock. The Detroit Pistons are filing a contract extension for Dwayne Casey, bringing his deal through to 23-24. Pound the Rock, indeed. Shout out to Dwayne Casey. One of the best people on the planet.
Sweet man.
And a and a basketball coach, too.
He's a basketball coach. Yeah, man. That Rock's in that bitch. He's staying in Detroit.
Hey, man. He's kicked the shit out of the Raptors every time they've played.
Yeah, and you know what, man? Like, that, they got that Killian Hayes kid that looks like he's going to be good. Jeremy Grant. Like, you get to see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Sadiq Bey?
Listen, man, it's fucking Detroit.
Is it Sadiq Bey or Sadiqi? I think it's Sadiq.
I'm not sure.
But my friend's name is Sadiqi, so... Shout out to Sadiqi if you're listening to this, by the way, bro. But they have some good young pieces, so good for Dwayne Casey. He'll do great. Yeah.
He's a great human, and great humans deserve good things.
Yeah, and they'll take that team as far as they can go, and Nick Nurse will come in and trade for Kawhi.
Do you think The Rock is in Detroit?
Yeah. That was his whole mantra. You think he changed it up when he's like, nah, man.
But did they ship the actual locker room Rock?
He did the Pat Riley. He slicked his fucking hair back when he when he left.
Just like... thinking of like someone from MLSE just being like shipping it to Detroit with like a no return address on it. And they're like, okay, this is yours now.
Oh, yeah. How would you even get that there? Maybe it's like a
forklift.
It's like a Kinder Surprise. It's pieces, like it unscrews top half.
All right. Thank you to everybody who hit us up on Twitter. Appreciate that. Thanks to everyone who's actually listening to this podcast right now, because there's not much going on with this team.
No, there's absolutely no reason to. So.
And we provide no valuable insight.
No.
In anything statistically or...
I never will, for that matter, statistically.
No, and I think the advantage to listen...
No, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
What's that?
You read out numbers today, Barry. You read out odds.
Oh, the draft odds. You're right.
There you go.
Absolutely right, I did.
We're a numbers podcast now.
There you go.
We're a Manscaped numbers podcast.
That's right. 20% off manscaped.com.
There's more numbers. What do you, this is stats podcast.
Promo
now.
Code Talking Raptors. Let's go. Oh, and real quick, before we get out of here, thank you to everyone who has subscribed and written reviews on iTunes. I mean, that legit means a lot. Thank you.
Keep doing that. That actually, like, that helps us.
Yeah.
A shit ton.
Yeah, it does. So
and
thank you.
We didn't realize until 8 years in. But look at us. We got smooth balls.
and a couple 5-star reviews. Thank you very much.
63 reviews on there, man.
Get out of here.
63 people.
Come on. Let's go for 64 by next week.
Let's go to 70. Fucking have some goddamn confidence in yourself.
70 it is. But genuinely, thank you to anyone who has subscribed and written a nice review.
Yeah, get your Manscaped. I shaved the...
If you can shave Talking Raptors into your balls, we'll
send
get
us a picture.
we'll
get you blocked on fucking Instagram.
We'll post it on our Twitter account.
Retweet that, Mom.
Woo. Okay.
So
next,
I went off the rails real quick at the end.
Yeah, we're doing it next week. Season wrap up.
And 15 chicken sandwiches going down at once.
Yeah, it's going to be glorious. Thanks again for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Talking Raptors. Let's go, Raptors. Hey, thanks for sticking around for the Comedy Record segment here. This week's comedian is none other than the hilarious... amazing human, Pat Bircher.
The man, the myth, the legend.
This guy, again, one of the funniest people you're ever going to see. He is currently living in New York City. He's originally from the GTA. He lived overseas for a bit, was doing comedy in England.
Mm-hmm.
And he tours Australia quite a bit. He tours actually like Southeast Asia. Too.
Yeah.
But right now he's doing his thing in New York City and he's killing it. You can check him out at patbircher.com. On Twitter and Instagram, he's just Pat Bircher. Bircher is a B-U-R-T-S-C-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Super funny dude and very He's fucking hilarious, but also like very thoughtful.
Yes.
Super thoughtful, really funny. And his sister lives in the next door building, so when he comes back to visit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's right.
And
we
get to hang out all the time, man. Go for nice coffees.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess I would say the thing, one of his sort of unique qualities is that while he is very funny, he also does have some, there's some depth to his comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
He cares. He cares deeply about the world that he lives in.
And he sees, his big thing is, I guess, what he often brings up just in conversations is looking for solutions as opposed to just complaining about shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, how do you, okay, yeah, this sucks. How do you make it better?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Yeah, he's just a very, very funny man. His debut album, Patty Cakes, came out in 2018. Killed it. It is much like all of the albums we've released with our comics. They're featured prominently on SiriusXM in America.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a thing. Because a lot of people listen to SiriusXM in America. And the funny thing is, when we go down there and give them our albums, they're always like, "What you?" They're like, "You keep sending us all these bangers. Like, who are these people?" And it's like, "Yeah, well, they're in Canada. That's why you don't know who they are."
Yep, wasting away.
Yeah, but we're changing that. One album at a time, one show at a time. Oh, and real quick, a couple of people have said, "How can I support Comedy Records?" One thing you could do, obviously, our social media accounts. You can follow them or subscribe to our Spotify page because everyone's album is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you go from there. That's just something I was thinking the other day.
Subscribe to that.
So there it is. So check us out on Spotify. But right now, let's check out something from Pat Bircher from his debut album, Patty Cakes. Once again, you can check him out at patbircher.com or on Twitter and Instagram. Pat Bircher. It's just that simple. And here he is right now. It's the Comedy Records segment on Talking Raptors.
I don't know. There's loads of stupid stuff. You know? Is there? Sure, why not? I think they should make it so, because if you're broke, they should, or in debt, they should make your money gray. That way people know when you're paying for something, they're like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? I appreciate the gesture, but look at this stuff. I got all the colors over here, you got nothing. You know, what are you doing? You're insane. That's why you're in the place you're in. Keep buying people shit you can't afford. It's beautiful. I wasn't pointing at you. I would have gray money too. Only I'd color mine. There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way to ruin your life. Right? They always tell you that there's light at the other end of the tunnel. You know, when the light at the other end of the tunnel is always hope. Sometimes it's just a train. Stand to the wall. Find a wall, just fucking pray the train's not a wide train. Unless you want to end it all, then fucking double barrel. Get your dick out or your vag or whatever stuff, flapping it at the train. Be like, I've been waiting for you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. You know? Just make up your mind.